The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After 5,000 had eaten and were satisfied, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and precede him to the other side toward Bethsaida while he dismissed the crowd. When he had taken leave of them, he went off to the mountain to pray. When it was evening, the boat was far out on the sea, and he was alone on shore. Then he saw that they were tossed about while rowing, for the wind was against them. About the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. He meant to pass by them. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost and cried out. They had all seen him and were terrified. But at once he spoke with them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." He got into the boat with them and the wind died down. They were completely astounded. They had not understood the incident of the loaves. On the contrary, their hearts were hardened. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the key images in the Bible, especially in Christmas, is that of light. The Magi followed the light of the star. I heard a story today on Relevant Radio that just kind of blew me away, so I'd like to share this with you, and with the purpose of all of us recognize that Jesus is the light of the world, but we're called to give light. Either Fulton Sheen says, either we cast shadows or we cast light. It's either one or the other. This is the story. Patrick Madrid had contact with this man that was going to a Protestant college, Protestant university. And he was a Catholic surrounded by many Protestants in this university, this Protestant university. So he decided to send this man one of his books called Surprised by Truth. And this book, Surprised by Truth, I'd never read it, but it's apparently a book in which you have these famous converts like Scott Hahn and Tim Staples, these people that converted you would never think would be converted. So he decided that he would send this man not just one of his book, but a whole box of the books, about 40 of them, free of charge, free of postage, under the one condition that he would give these books to his colleagues at the university free of charge. The guy said, well, sure, why not? So he gave this out, and 17 years later, he was talking in some conference, and a person came up to him and said that, "I was a Protestant, and now I'm a Catholic because I read a book that this man in a Protestant law school was giving out to us." And the woman said that at first, when he gave this book to me, I got really angry. I felt really offended. This is a Protestant college. Why are you giving Catholic books? So she read it and she was converted to Catholicism. Then there's a follow-up. He said each year he goes to Steubenville, which is Franciscan University. You've heard of Steubenville, most of you. He was there giving a talk, and there in the talk, there was a person that said that he was converted also by getting that book and reading it. And that person turned around and said that person too, that's standing up there, was converted by reading this book, Surprised by Truth. The man that was standing in the back was converted from Protestantism to Catholicism, and now he's a Catholic priest. Now, what can you do to spread the light of Christ? Now, he was not aware of this until 17, 20 years later. What can you do to spread the truth? You got to think about it. I'll let you give some suggestions, but think about this. Souls will be saved if we can be a light. I think all of us should have some books, maybe buy some books, and to give the books out. Give them free of charge. Maybe buy 30, 40 books, and you know someone that really doesn't know his faith that well, and give it out. Pastor Madrid also used a really good image of this. We sometimes presuppose that Catholics really know their faith. They don't. They don't. The image he gave is this. Have you ever gone into a church? Could be St. Peter Schnell, or maybe you've been into a church maybe in Europe, or maybe in another part of the country like Philadelphia, and you see a stained glass window. Okay, here's the image. Is there a difference between seeing the stained glass window inside the church or outside the church? Hello? Outside the church, you just see kind of like the shadow. But inside the church, like I'm looking now at the stained glass windows. They're very clear. They're going to be more clear at midday because the sun is still rising. But right now, I'm looking at the stained glass windows, the seven stations of the cross and the corporal works of mercy. It's pretty darn clear. Go outside and look at the stained glass windows. What are you going to see? Just a pale image. What a great analogy. What a great analogy. You see, your people are inside the church right now. You're going to Mass every day. Many of you. Some of you even take the same place of where you sit every morning, right? And you can see those stained glass windows, and they're very clear, and as it gets closer to midday, you can see it with great detail. But how many of your friends are outside the church, literally, figuratively and literally, and they're looking at the church, and they've got the foggiest idea of what the church really teaches? Fulton Sheen says this, very few people have ever left the church for what the church teaches, but what they think the church teaches. Hello? You hear that? Very few have left for what the church teaches, but what they think the church teaches, which is a misinterpretation of really what the church teaches. So, give out good books. This is the charism of my founder, Father Bruno Lanteri. A good book is a good friend. And that good friend is going to bring us to the best of friends. That's Jesus Christ. Next, and this is very Ignatian, very much in harmony with what we do in this church. Give the person a bulletin to the church. And sometimes people, they don't know how to read the bulletin. Well, that's kind of nice. Let's turn it into an airplane. Okay, I'll use it for my birdcage, okay? But you might underline when you have the masses and when you have the confessions. I have a group of missionaries in the church that went out yesterday, and they're hitting the streets. They're knocking on doors. They stand in front of 99 cents and they're trying to invite people to come back to the church. That's good. Are they going to be rejected? Yeah. Will they be rejected many times? Probably most of the time. But even if they're 2 hours out there and they drop the nets and they got maybe two people, those are two souls. Those are two souls that possibly will be saved because they're out there accepting rejection and people looking at them with a sarcastic look or saying, get out of here, Jehovah's Witnesses. No, we're Catholics. Oh, we thought we were Jehovah's Witnesses, no? But it's overcoming our fears. Overcoming our fears. We're all afraid of being rejected. We're all afraid of being misinterpreted. We're all afraid of people maybe getting angry at us. We have to be willing to suffer for Christ, willing to be misinterpreted, willing to have the door slammed on our face. This is part of following Christ. Okay. And finally, even above and beyond our giving a bulletin or giving a book or maybe giving a pamphlet is this. What you should do every day is when you come to Mass, you place on the altar all of the happenings and the people that you're going to be meeting during the course of the day. If you do that, even starting today, you're going to notice a big change. In other words, you're placing, you know you're going to be meeting some people today, your children, right? But there are going to be some people you're going to meet that you didn't plan to meet. There's always the people you know you're going to meet. You live in your family, you've got your husband, you've got your wife, you've got your two kids, you've got your mother-in-law that's living with you. You know you're going to meet them. Whether you like it or not, you're going to be with them. Okay? As we say in New York, like it or lump it, okay? You're going to be with those people. But then there are going to be chance events where you meet certain people. But it's really not chance event, but rather it's divine providence. Because nothing happens by chance. We don't believe in chance or good luck. We believe in what's called divine providence. So what you do is, in this Mass, you're going to be placing all these people you're going to be meeting today. What is your intention going to be? Your intention is that you will be the instrument to give them light. Amen? You're going to be the instrument to give them light. That every person that you meet in the world, this should be your prayer, every person that you meet in the world, you're going to bring them closer to Christ. That should be the intention of all of us. We're all called to be light. So, the example I gave from Patrick Madrid is he was not aware of these conversions until 17, 18, 20 years later. None of us are going to know how many people God has used us to touch until we're judged by Christ. Have any of you ever heard of Jimmy Stewart? One of the most famous films is A Wonderful Life. Did you see it? What is the purpose? Is that he was not aware of how many good things that he had done until the very end of his life, until his angel pointed that out to him. So if all of us are called to be angels of light, let's pray that we'll be able to overcome our fears. But I think one of the biggest problems is we have a lot of issues of fear. We're afraid of being rejected. We're afraid of not being understood. We're afraid of people not liking us. Let's have the courage to drop the nets. And trust when we drop the nets, there's going to be an abundant catch of fish. Amen.